This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with Jessica Bingham, artist and co-founder of Project 1612, and international artist and curator Cynthia Kirana. They're here to tell us more about Cynthia's upcoming exhibit and artist lecture entitled Through the Cracks, happening this weekend at Project 1612. Jessica and Cynthia, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Jessica, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about this very unique art space that you've co-founded.
Sure. So Project 1612 was founded in 2015 by myself and my husband, Zach Ott, as well as Alexander Martin, another artist in the area. And we began this idea through a Kickstarter to raise funds to help the project off its feet. And so that summer of 2015, we converted the garage and knew that we wanted to bring artists to Peoria from all over the world, if at all possible. And so since then, I know we've had maybe 25 or so artists, and we try and have at least 9 or 10 exhibitions per year. So it's been a very amazing experience so far, and being able to share all the artists with Peoria's community has been fantastic. And it's actually run in the garage, which is a kind of a unique way to have a space. Not that we're the only ones who do that, but it is unique to Peoria. And so we have a 2-car garage. The walls are white, but everything else is very much garage-like. The artist stays with us typically, and we have dinners and coffee, lots of coffee, and conversations about their work. And I think it's usually about 3 to 4, maybe 3 to 5 days that they are with us in Peoria and working in the space.
Another thing that's distinctive about this exhibit is that it has a very limited time. It only runs 2 days, tomorrow and Sunday.
Yes.
So that's another thing that makes your exhibits different than other exhibits that people might attend.
Right. So it is very short term. So artists typically come in on a Thursday and they spend their entire time or most of their time working in the garage, setting up their exhibition, writing, making new work. And then on the exhibition as actually on Sundays. Typically, this is a little bit more of a unique experience, and so the show is 2 days. It's on November 11th and 12th from 2 to 6, which is a little bit of a longer time, but this is this is our last show for the year, so we wanted to have more of a celebration and also having not really having an official and publicized artist talk was very important for us, so we're pretty excited about that.
Before we move on to talking about this specific show with Cynthia, Jessica, I want you to give us a little bit of insight. Sure. How did it go with you and Alexander and Zach when you were sitting around, you know, deciding that you wanted to transform your garage, literally
right.
your garage,
yes.
into an art space? How did you get that idea initially?
Well, I was in grad school when we purchased this house, and it was a lot of space, and I knew I wanted a studio at home eventually. But as I was sitting down really thinking about that, I kind of felt a little bit selfish with that idea and that I really wanted to bring other people and share this space with them. So I talked to Zach and he was very cool with the idea. And then I talked to Alex and he's had experiences like this before. So both of us, you know, pulled our thoughts together and really came up with a plan that we wanted. And then, you know, the way that we wanted to see this all pan out. And so I think it was like literally the next day that I was like, hey, Alex, I've started a Kickstarter and we're doing this now. So he was really happy and he knows how my mind works. So he was just like, okay, I'm on board. Let's do it. And it was just great. I have nothing to complain about. I'm very happy with the way it's working out so far.
And you have been doing these exhibits now for a couple of years. So you've probably done enough of them to have a sense of how is the energy or the vibe or the experience different than I might get going to an exhibit, say, at the Contemporary Art Center or the museum.
So the vibe of our space is, I would say, pretty low-key considering it's in a garage. We typically have food out and some drinks here and there, but it's very domestic. And we encourage that idea and we encourage the feeling of that. And so being able to welcome people into your home and welcome strangers into your home every month is a really unique experience on my end. And then I would like to say it's a very welcoming experience because there's no pressure while you're there. One thing that I find is that when people come, they do feel very welcome and at home in someone else's home, and then become very interested in talking to the artists. And I think that's a very intimidating thing sometimes, to talk to artists about their work and getting to know more about them. But because it's in the garage, and also we hang out in the backyard, so I usually see people come in and are just like, okay, who's the artist? Who do we need to talk to about this? How do I learn more about the work? And so, yeah, it's just a very friendly environment.
Well, Cynthia, we're thrilled to have you in Peoria sharing your work with our community. And you have you bring some really unique experiences. You've exhibited all over the world, in Kuala Lumpur, in Bangladesh, in Italy, and recently even at the Whitney Museum in New York, which is just fabulous.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about your experience so far here in Peoria, but also if you could tell us a little bit about Through the Cracks in this specific show.
Well, this exhibition at Project 1612 is actually a collection of drawings and paintings and mixed media pieces. And the work is more about connection and the desire to communicate, whether it be personal or social or spiritual. And I grew up from an Asian, Chinese Buddhist family, and communication between our family, it's a bit more reserved. We're a very loving family, but in terms of the way that we communicate to each other is a bit more reserved. So this body of work is actually inspired by the passing of my grandparents and my uncle. It's inspired by my interest to tell them things that I didn't get a chance to tell them. So it's actually from a larger body of work called Letter to Loved Ones. And I guess, Through the Cracks is those instances that sometimes communication get past you. And my experience in Peoria so far, thus far, is it's quite exciting to see, these alternative art spaces popping out. I learned from Jessica there's a few other than the Project 1612. So it's really exciting to see that. Like what you said earlier, being in the garage, it creates a different environment, because I also run an art space in Montgomery called Expos Art House. So, but it's actually in a living room space. So for her, it's a garage. For me, it's a living room. But what I heard from the visitors is that whole less intimidation, because, in terms of going to museum, artists, you're not able to speak to them in a way that it's personal connection. So being in an alternative art space, there's less of that boundaries. So really you get to go behind the scene in a way.
And how does the difference in venue inform the pieces that you choose to bring? So how is your curation of this different than it might have been if the exhibit was going to take place at the Whitney or in a large venue?
Right. It all depends on the space and then the feel of the space itself. Mm-hmm. So this particular exhibition, I'm bringing in smaller pieces of work, and they're almost the same size. The frames are 10 by 10 each. Mm-hmm. So it's quite minimal work. From what I've been showing in different places, I usually does a larger installation, which take up the whole room. So yeah, it depends on the space and where it is located.
And were you able to get a sense of the space before you came, through photos?
Yes. I've looked at Jessica's website, the Project 1612 website. There, she also have the blueprints of in terms of sizes and things like that. So yes.
And Jessica, now that you're a few years into Project 1612, and you're starting to get the word out a little bit more into the community with this alternative space, what is your hope that people in Peoria take away from this intimate, non-intimidating art experience that you've put together?
Yeah, I think my hope as far as that goes is that first off, that they continue coming and supporting us and being open to the shows that we have, because like she was talking about, her work's very minimal for this exhibition, but we've had many that take up, if not change, the whole space. And I really am just interested, too, in making connections to other spaces that are larger than us and spaces that are smaller than us, and trying to build more of a community. Because I actually was not planning to stay in Peoria after grad school, but I started 1612 and now I want to stay here for a while longer. And I love the way that our community is growing. And it's just, it's a great place to be right now for me. And the continued support and also just being able to branch out and make further connections and letting people know that this is a comfortable place and you are very welcome to come here.
We've been talking with Jessica Bingham from Project 1612 and with artist Cynthia Kirana. Her work is being featured in a two-day exhibit tomorrow and Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. at 1612 West Margaret Avenue in Peoria. They're also hosting a conversation with the artist Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And on Saturday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., there will be an opening artist reception for the new exhibit at the Contemporary Art Center entitled Making It Plain, The Artist as Purveyor of Social Issues. This exhibit will feature the work of Connie Estep, Sonia Henderson, Billy Howd, and Preston Jackson. The show runs through December 22nd in the Preston Jackson Gallery.
And the Universalist Unitarian Church of Peoria is presenting a concert, Romantic Arrow, featuring chamber music from the Romantic Era, pianist John Orff, violinist Marcia Henry Libano, and oboist David Cizak perform works by Schumann, Brahms, and Shostakovich. That concert is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.